home fabricator for a scent that lasts. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. ZCLU calls for a repeal of repressive laws to strengthen democracy. Economist urges strategic support plan for SMEs as government proposes 35 million kwacha allocation. King Charles hosts President Macron and his wife Bridget at Windsor for state visit.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogwema Timothy Jilalam. The Zambia Civil Liberties Union has called on the government to repeal repressive laws such as those on sedition and criminal defamation, arguing that such legislation undermines democratic governance and violates human rights. The organization has also expressed concern over government's reaction to the recent United Nations Human Rights Report, describing it as overly defensive. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says that loans that are vague and open to abuse continue to promote tyranny and suppress fundamental freedoms. Mr. Mwanza has urged the state, the government, to demonstrate commitment to human rights by amending or repealing such legislation and embracing meaningful reforms. He says the continued application of some laws is only promoting tyranny and infringement of people's human rights, hence the need to review such repressive laws.
The party and the government are getting defensive. There is no need to get defensive. What we think we needed to do as a country is to begin to make a decision that can help to perfect our rights. For instance, she has recommended that laws which are vague must be adjusted, must be amended. Some of them must be removed. Issues such as seditious practices, laws on sedition, laws on criminal defamation, all these laws need to be revisited and improved so that our democracy can thrive. But now, if you are not going to do that, you are simply trying to be defensive. You are not helping the country to move forward. MMD tried to be defensive. UNIF tried to be defensive. The PF tried to be defensive. We have not progressed.
Nkana Member of Parliament Binu Ompundu has condemned the government for its alleged mishandling of mining operations in Mufumbwe district, which he says resulted in unnecessary deaths and injury. Ms. Ompundu has described the government's conduct as heartless and despicable, questioning whose interests were being protected by what he called the killing of young Zambians who were merely trying to earn a living. He has further alleged that the government might be safeguarding foreign interests at the expense of its own citizens. Meanwhile, human rights activist Moses Silungwe has pointed to Zambia's high unemployment rate as a major factor pushing youths into small-scale mining for survival. And Leadership Movement President Richard Silumbe has emphasized that Zambians must be allowed to benefit from their own natural resources rather than being excluded or criminalized for trying to do so.
The idea that we should stop Zambians from benefiting from their own natural resources is unacceptable, and it's un-Zambian, because Zambians, it's their natural resource. And when you look at those are people who should be stealing from other people, they should be committing other crimes, but they choose to go and harness their own natural resources. So if we take them away from them, what are we giving them? What alternatives are we giving them? The answer is zero. There's nothing for this government to give those people. We should better leave them there, let them exploit their natural resources and have a living out of it. That is our position as leaders. This is why we say when we come into power, we want to see ZNS mines everywhere where they are minerals.
An economist has stressed the urgent need for the government to develop a comprehensive strategic plan aimed at supporting small and medium enterprise, with funding positioned as a key pillar of that strategy. In an interview, Yusuf Doja outlined that several critical areas where government intervention is needed included access to machinery, financial literacy, marketing, skills training and raw materials. He emphasized the importance of identifying and supplying the specific types of machinery that SMEs require to operate efficiently, cost-effectively and profitably. His remarks follow an announcement by the Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise, Elias Mubanga, who reviewed that his ministry has proposed a 35 million kwacha allocation from the 33.6 billion kwacha supplementary budget for 2025.
I think it's a very good gesture for government to look at supporting small and medium enterprises. But my concern is, if there's no plan, then that money will go to waste. Normally, when you want to support small and medium enterprises, you must put together a proper support program, because small and medium enterprises need several areas of support. Number one, they need to look at skills. What skills do they have to be able to do their work professionally? Number two, financial literacy. If they don't know how to look after money, how to apply to their businesses, the money is likely to be misused.
Solwezi East Member of Parliament Rich Alex Katakwe has defended Parliament's decision to reject a motion urging the government to promote annual medical checkups for citizens, saying the proposal was redundant. The motion presented last week by MP Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga sought the formal introduction of annual health screenings. However, Dr. Katakwe, who is also a qualified medical parasitologist and sits on the Parliamentary Committee on Health, argues that the Ministry of Health already undertakes similar efforts. He pointed out that the government has invested in health infrastructure, made diagnostic services available, and rolled out campaigns encouraging preventative healthcare practices. Dr. Katakwe further notes that while the government can continue to provide support systems, the responsibility to seek regular medical checkups rests with individuals.
So we noticed that motion was already like pushing an open door, because through the means of health, we have various programs that involve promoting health checkups for the citizens of Zambia, not only in public health facilities, but also in the private. You know, at some point we do synergize the private and also the public health sector. You notice that we have a lot of promotion in terms of education, in terms of sensitization and awareness, which are being done by the Minister of Health. Go to any public health facility, the first thing that you need to undergo, if you go there to seek health services, they take your vital statistics. They check your BP, they check your weight, your height, and any of these physical ailments and so on.
And now, business news. Business news.
Chairperson of the Zambia International Trade Fair, Ajay Vashi, has raised serious concern over the recent disruptions in global markets, warning that they are undermining the long-established multilateral rules-based trading system governed by the World Trade Organization. Mr. Vashi said the ongoing upheavals pose a threat to the special and preferential treatment that least developed countries like Zambia have traditionally enjoyed, which has helped them integrate into the global economy. He noted that Zambia, like many African nations, has invested significantly in the multilateral trading system, but current global uncertainty is casting doubt over key trade initiatives, particularly the Africa Growth Opportunity Act by the United States.
We are very concerned about the upheavals in the global market that have upended the long-established multilateral rules-based trading systems of the World Trade Organization, which for us in Zambia importantly recognized our status as a least developed country and gave us special and differential treatment and allowed nations like ours to catch up and integrate in global trade. We as a country, as like many other countries in Africa, in fact, all over the world, invested very heavily in the multilateral trading system, which was based and anchored through the WTO. We now have a situation where some of these cannot perhaps be even challenged with existing mechanisms. So we are worried even the duty-free, quota-free initiative by the United States of America.
We take a break. We'll have more in international news. Stay tuned.
With Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your